Okay, yeah, that makes sense that way. And then that way, if you ever swap to a different, you know, if you ever got a digital one, it'd all be there. Assuming that, I don't know that that would be the case, because that ATT console tab seems to be, it seems to know which one I got, because it says unit 1, key 1 through 30. So that's telling me it thinks it's got a 30-key unit, which is the digital. If I had the analog one plugged in, it would have to have 32 keys. So, yeah, so the programming, I don't know if the programming stays with the console or it gets moved or what. I'll know today. I'm getting an analog one to play with. I'm going to play with the two of them. Hope I don't nuke everything.